Welcome to Bianca's. I'm a born and raised Filipina, but my family moved to Australia year 2015. Join me as I talk about anything and everything about my life here down under. Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast, and today I have a really special guest, and I would like you guys to welcome Pat. Hey Pat.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right, thanks.
That's good. Well, why don't we jump straight right in?
Yep.
What are your expectations on dating a Filipino?
Didn't really have many expectations, to be honest. The thought of dating an Asian girl just never really entered my mind, and dating you just sort of came out of nowhere, so I never really had a chance to think about it. And I actually didn't know much about Filipinos at all. In Australia, you get a lot of Chinese and Japanese culture, and you get exposed to that stuff a little bit, but I knew hardly anything about the Philippines. I didn't even know where I was in the world. You got like the big three, like Chinese, Japanese, and Indian. They're like, you know a lot about those Asian cultures, but everything else is, you're not really so sure about. I guess there's only so much space in the media and in your head about what you can know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't really know much about Filipino culture at all.
Yeah,
so
I don't think embody our culture very well. Like, in a way, like, expand it outside of Philippines. Yeah, and maybe we're so westernized.
I think it's because you guys are just so American.
Yeah, he called me banana.
Yeah.
Yellow on the outside, white on the inside. Well, that's true. My workmates call me that as well.
Yes.
Because we're just so westernized in the Philippines. Like, we're probably, like, fake Asians. We're, like, Pacific Islanders.
Yeah, I read this thing when I looked up Philippines. It's, like, considered Asian or Pacific Islander.
Yeah.
Which makes sense because there's this girl at work. When she first started, I actually thought she was you from the side. I called her Mini Bianca.
Well, what's her? Oh, no, it's Alia. Yeah, she looks a lot like me. And she's a... Is she from Samoa? Yeah.
Yep.
She's Samoan.
Yep. So, what about you? What were your expectations?
I had a crush on Pat when we were still working at Mackey's. Like, it was just fun, like, from afar. But then when we started going out, I sort of, like, thought about how I dug my own grave. Is that how the idiom goes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I dug my own grave. Like, I was like, oh, no, it's a white boy. Like, why did I do this? Like, he doesn't have the same values as I do. He's not brought up as the way as I do. And how would we laugh at each other? How would we share food? Like, it's all different and all that. But then it was very conflicting because we clicked, and I didn't really expect that. I guess that what I expected was so different from what I got. Like, I was so well taken care of. I got a gentleman who loves me so much. And yeah, I didn't expect like someone so foreign could feel so natural. We just clicked when we started talking about what Game of Thrones.
It's a pretty nice message.
Yeah, that was the first conversation.
You just click with anyone.
Yeah.
Cultures don't matter that much in the end. We like to talk about it a lot and poke fun of each other.
I guess it worked that you were really open-minded.
Yeah, I think that's it. That's the key.
You were probably just adapting to how I talked or how I speak. Probably sounded American back then.
Yeah, if everyone was just a lot more open-minded, it'd be so much easier to get along.
Yeah, that's true. Next one, eating and dating. So, Filipinos love their food. I love my food. And at the start of the dates, when we started going out, Pat didn't eat much. And me being, you know, the little nice girl that I am, I didn't really show my bubbly side. I didn't really eat much because I didn't want to show. But then I got really turned off one time. What happened? Do you want to tell that?
I think this is one of our very first dates. We met up at a coffee club somewhere, and got some coffee, and then I think you wanted to get some food as well.
Yeah.
So we got some food, but I wasn't very hungry. I think I'd eaten before or something.
Probably.
Yeah. So I just picked at it.
And it was nachos.
Yeah, it was nachos. I just picked at it, and you picked at it too.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that you were holding yourself back at the time. Yeah. I just wasn't hungry. I didn't give a second thought.
Yeah, and he left the whole thing there. We barely ate the nachos bowl. And later on during our relationship, I brought him back to that moment. I was like, you know, I could have taken that nachos bowl home. I was so happy to, like, just eat the whole thing. But I was so, like, you know, holding myself back. Because I didn't know what you like if you get turned off by that. But I shouldn't have really cared, to be honest. I should just, like, ate my life, my heart out at the start. You know? I wonder what that would have been for you. You would have been turned off.
Honestly, don't know.
At the start. But then it's changed now. It's a polar vortex.
Yeah, I ask you if I can have your food now.
Huh?
Ask that you finish your food.
Yeah, look, at the start, I was the one who asks him. I was like, do you want that? Can I have that? But now he's like, are you going to finish that? Now it's the other way around because your appetite has gone way bigger thanks to me.
Thanks to you. I mean, since I started going to the gym and eating more, I've got a bigger appetite.
Well, before even you went to the gym.
So I eat a bit more now, but it hasn't really flipped around. Like, that time, I just wasn't that hungry.
No, you always like that. You didn't eat much.
Yeah.
And I was the one who finishes your food.
Yeah, I definitely eat a lot more food now.
That's true. I gotta eat less if I want to keep going with my fitness journey. What do you think about Filipino food? So what are the Filipino foods that you've eaten? You remember?
I can't remember the names. Only one I can remember is adobo and sinigang.
He calls sinigang because it's sour. They're not really used to anything sour.
Tastes like vomit.
he calls it sinigang. And I'm like, so offended. Sinigang is so good. So, unfortunately, yeah, no.
Yeah.
What do you think about them?
I like most foods. I think it's interesting how you guys cook. You guys use a lot of sauce and...
Yeah, a lot of salt.
It's very heavy food.
Yeah, it's all, like, saucy.
Yep.
But then Western food, Australian food, it's always dry. Like, there's a side of veggies, there's, like, carbs, and then there's meat. That's, like, a balanced meal, like, most of the time.
Yeah, like, the food is sort of separate. Mm. You've got your meat, and then you've got your carbs.
Mm, so, like, veggies.
Yeah, so you got whatever form of meat, whatever form of carbs, like pasta, rice, couscous, polenta, etc. And then you've got, like, sort of salad or veggies and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. But in Philippines, it's just rice and then a slab of whatever.
All cooked in one pot.
Yeah, whatever that is. It's always like that.
And then your rice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's probably, that's an Asian thing. Sort of like how Indians cook as well.
Do you guys eat much raw veggies? I don't think I've ever seen you eat raw veggies except when I make salads.
I make my own salads, excuse me.
That's true, but that's since you've lived here, like in the
Philippines.
Like,
we do that in the Philippines as well. Yep. So you can get salads. Like, it's normally just Caesar salad, but they don't really explore much.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they do there, just lettuce and something.
Not like here where you see, we go to the food court and you have, like, huge salad bars with lots of different types of salad.
Yeah, you got that, hey?
Yeah.
I don't think you have that there. Yeah. Do you like our food?
Mostly. I think some of the stuff's a little
weird. He doesn't like the really, like, sabao ones. The sabao ones are, like, the brothy ones.
Yeah.
Doesn't like those very much. But he likes the thick sauces, like adobo or menudo or... What else did I cook? What did I cook? Yeah, I cooked caldereta, and you like the stir fries that I cooked?
Yep.
So... Yeah, that's good. I've been cooking, guys. Oh my god, yeah. You live by yourself. You have your brother to feed or yourself to feed and your mom's far away from you. You gotta learn how to. So.
Yeah, I remember when you first moved out, you just made adobo.
Yeah, adobo for the whole week. The whole month.
Adobo with tomatoes, white adobo. Back to normal adobo again.
Yeah, different types of adobo. Adobo pute, adobo sa kamatis, and then adobo normal. And he had a chance to try all of those. So It's pretty good. Get to learn our dishes. Did I? Oh, yeah, I. You had to your. The fit in Wayala when you came with me to meet my parents. We gave him to your and he didn't like it.
Is that the dried fish?
Yeah, the dried fish.
Ugh.
He doesn't like fish very much.
Yeah.
You don't. Yeah.
Not really.
What else did I make you try? Have you tried balot yet? The
Sounds
duck
familiar.
egg that's
Oh no.
Gio's trying to cook.
They keep teasing me. They're
Yeah,
like,
Gio
oh, we're
has
gonna
one.
make you
Gio
eat it.
has them here, but he hasn't cooked it yet. They're gonna make you eat it.
I know the idea of eating a fetus just sounds
Yeah.
so strange. I guess it's a funny thing to, a funny line to draw in the sand. Like we'll eat like baby cows and lambs for meat, but a fetus just sounds a bit strange. Because
Yeah.
this is just what you're used to.
Yeah. You remember when you had that avocado ice cream at Lola Lola? What did you call us? The true
Oh, I called
hippies.
you guys true hipsters.
Yep.
Because
They put avocado.
avocados are a big thing here.
In Australia, yeah.
Lots of
Everyone
people like
uses
their
avocados.
avocado on toast.
Yep.
But you guys made it into ice cream and
Yeah, I told
smoothies.
you I've never had avocados on salad or on toast before. It's only here in Australia where when I started eating them like that. In the Philippines, what we do is we mix avocado with some milk, some sweet milk. What's that called? Condensed milk. And then some ice, and then some a little bit of sugar, and then yeah, that's it. And it tastes really good. I've never had it like raw by itself, so yeah, it's pretty good to get to explore. Next, so family, meeting parents or friends. What can you say about that? What can you say about Filipino family?
It's interesting thing. The having to bless every time you come over to their house.
You meet them.
Or
Yeah,
when you
we've
meet them
taught
is
him how to
interesting.
bless, so that's a good thing. Knows
Yeah.
how to mano. Remember when my
Is
dad just poked you with his forearm and you
Yeah, we
laughed?
were at
He didn't expect it.
Yeah.
So Papa, he just like pushed his arm on his forehead.
I never got a chance to say hi. So yeah, when I walked past him, he just slapped me in the head. His ring.
The mano. But
Yep.
yeah, it was funny because you didn't expect it.
Yep.
What else?
I kind of leaned into it when I knew, when I saw it coming there. I kind of like it though. It's very polite and it's sort of like respecting your elders.
Yeah.
And like, especially like, I don't know about the public places, but like when you come over to another person's house, it's like you respect them. You're like, this is your place and I'm here as your guest, sort of thing. It's pretty
Yep.
nice.
That's good.
I think another thing I find interesting about Filipino families, I think the more I've learned, the more it's like just typical of Asian families is just because you're over 18 and moved out doesn't mean you still don't get treated like a kid. Like you're 23, but your parents still ask you where you are and are very protective of you, and you still have to do what they
Yeah, that's
say.
a Filipino thing. Like, unless you're like 40 or 50, then not even. Like, even if your parents are really old, like you both are grandparents. Like, they would still care about you. And yeah, they're just like they wouldn't like white people. Like, probably like once their kids are moved out, they wouldn't mind like not knowing where they are, what they've been up to with their lives. But yeah,
Yeah.
we're always updated and. Yeah, it's a thing to like be connected all the time.
Yeah, it's so different here. Like you're considered an adult at 18, and even as a teenager, you're very, most kids are very independent, and
Yeah, because they get jobs and they've got money.
yeah, a lot of people now still live with their parents into their 20s, but that's more for monetary reasons. Like it's quite expensive to move out and rent.
Here in Canberra,
But
mostly.
oh yeah, Canberra's the worst in Australia. But in terms of your freedom as an individual, yeah, you don't really have to do what your parents say as much. You're much freer and treated much more like an adult.
Yeah, because in the Philippines, I think in Asia in general, we really like respect our elders, and like even though we're out of their house, and you still have to listen to them. You still have to, like you said, the mano, the bless, that's one thing. And then when they tell you something, like it's very family centered, like everyone's involved in everybody's life, and I guess that's like a very Asian thing,
Maybe
that
it's
even
a,
if you're like out
yeah.
of the house.
Maybe it's a just living close thing, 'cause you guys are all packed so close together,
Probably, yeah,
maybe.
but not everyone lives close. Like
That's
some of the
true.
people live in provinces. Like provinces in Australian term would be like a regional area.
Yeah, but regional areas in Australia, everyone's quite close as well.
Yeah, so your family would be in regional area, and then you'd be in the city, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So our family in the Philippines are, yeah, we're really packed. We're all like in one town, like Tairizal, and everyone like is involved with each other, and everyone sees each other all the time and asks questions about each other, and everyone's involved. So it's a not just a Filipino thing, it's an Asian thing, I guess. Like
Yeah,
I'm
I've
pretty
heard
sure
other
Chinese
stories
people do it as
since
well.
then about
Yeah,
people being older.
we have a big thing in respect to our elders, and maybe because, yeah, some in the Philippines, like if you live there, if you're 35 and you're still not married, like you would still be living with your parents.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I found that fascinating.
Yeah. So you wouldn't be moving out.
Is that a girl thing or a boy thing as well? Like, if you're
A
a
boy
boy and
thing
you're
as well,
35,
if
you'd still
anything,
be living.
actually. But you'd have more freedom, to be honest. If you're like that old, 35, then they probably won't like be bothering you if you're out all night. But yeah. You'd still be living with your parents and supporting them. That's what I've been telling you, like if you're out of the house, it doesn't stop the communication and the helping
Yeah.
and all that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's interesting. I think there's some positives and negatives.
Yep.
Like, I think a lot of people sometimes feel really lonely. So having that close family can
Yeah,
really
that's
fill
a
that
pretty good
gap. But
thing.
also, I know how frustrated you get sometimes with your family being super, like, onto you about what you're doing all the time. Or like, oh, why are
It's
you
good
out
to
so
know that
late? What are
someone
you
cares for
doing?
you, because I hear people like having parents not care about them at all.
Yeah.
So you sort of appreciate that in a way, and especially that I started living by myself and with my brother, if anything, I'm like his new parent. It's nice to like have that parents who care for you and still also know that you're independent enough to like take care of yourself. So
But it can get frustrating sometimes.
it does get frustrating.
Yeah.
So my point of view, meeting your parents. How did that happen? Because, yeah, you wanted me to meet them formally. I didn't really ask you to.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I invited you to dinner.
Yeah, I was scared at first, was I?
Yeah,
Because, like.
you're very shy around my family. Maybe it's just your expectations of from the Philippines about my mom judging you and stuff, but she wasn't judging you at all. Mom's so
Yeah,
relaxed.
that's a Filipino family, like, or Filipino mom, be like judging their son's girlfriend. It's
No.
a normal thing. But then your mom is so relaxed. She's so easy to talk to,
Yeah. I think we're very lucky we have my mom, because
and
I'm not really much of a talker, and neither is my dad or brother. Mom
yeah,
and mom's just a natural.
yeah.
Maybe
She
it.
doesn't even like feel like she gets tired or she burns out or she doesn't want to talk to anyone anymore.
She's such a natural.
So natural, like she doesn't run out of things to say, which is not bad in a way, because it's all
Yeah.
like she doesn't overpower the conversation
No.
either. It's just she just knows how to keep going.
She's a very good
She
conversationalist.
is.
Yes.
Hey,
Yeah,
Janine. I don't know if you're gonna listen to this, but yes, you're really good. Thank you for making me feel welcome, and Chris and Aiden. And yeah. Pat is always welcome in our family as well.
I had a pretty warm welcome when I met your family.
Yeah, in Noella.
Yeah. Do you reckon though it was because I was sort of impressed that I came over to South Australia to meet them from
I
Canberra?
don't know.
But
Probably
yeah.
because you're white. No, I'm kidding.
They were very nice to me.
Yeah, they're very nice. Like straight away, like they probably were a bit. They needed to warm up, but they probably like they've probably seen how you were straight away as a person.
We butted them up. We brought pasalubong, and I blessed straight away. Your dad went to shake my hand, but I just grabbed his hand and blessed.
All right, you're trying to like suck up. Yeah, it worked. You guys are pretty good now. Because I remember when I was younger, my parents would never let me date anybody.
Yeah.
But then I was so surprised that they warmed up to you. Which is good, because you're a good person.
Yeah. Your dad hugs me when he leaves now.
Aww. Yeah. Were you surprised I saw that? He hugged you. You weren't going for a hug, but he hugged you.
Yeah, he hugged me the very first time when we left South Australia as well.
Aww.
Yeah, he told me to take care of you.
Aww. That's good. Yeah. That's nice. Cool. Now let's talk about language. Well, English in general. How did that work out for you?
I speak it.
Yeah, you speak it?
Yep.
How is it? How does that work for you trying to understand me?
I struggle sometimes. You have an interesting brain.
Yeah,
You pull some interesting words out and some interesting analogies.
Just because sometimes I try to like translate it straight from Filipino to English and I can't find the word. And now I just like, let's say, at work, apparently a spirit level is called a spirit level. But to me, first time I say it, I would be like, oh, this green thingy bubble, something. that's how I would say that.
The green bubble. The
stick with a green bubble. Yeah. That's how I would say it, just because I don't know the terminology, which is why you're here, to expand my vocabulary. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think I understand you pretty well now.
That's pretty good. And you've contributed a lot to my accent. I think I talked about this in my previous podcast. I started with like a really thick American accent, but now I'm still a little bit American, but
it's a hybrid.
It's a hybrid. I sound like I'm the United Nations.
No, it's your accent's pretty unique.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
No.
But yeah, I've had a lot of customers from Macca's tell me that. It's like, you sound so good on the machine. I was like, oh, thank you. What is that? Where did you come from? I was like, Philippines. I grew up learning American English and I stayed in Australia for a bit and everything's messed and mixed up.
I know something about the hybrid accent. Just sounds so nice.
Oh, that's good. Thank
I know. You. I've heard like British American hybrids before. And like,
the one from Queer Eye doesn't sound very British, but he sounds like he's from America as well. You know, that guy that does the fashion? Because we've been watching Queer Eye.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, that guy. His name Tan, because he's the fashion guy. Remember when he said, "What would Tan do?"
I can't remember exactly.
Whatever. Anyway, yeah. So I owe a lot to Pat for expanding my vocabulary and trying to like being there to understand me in a way that no one else can, because he just tries so hard to understand me sometimes, and I know how hard it can be because I've got people frustrated at me because I can't really, I guess, put my thoughts into sentences.
Sometimes you blame English, but I think it's just your brain sometimes too.
Look, I feel like I'm still pretty good, but there's still some vocabulary that I still need to learn. And we're trying to fill that up.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get really good at English if you just learned it as a second language.
Practice.
Probably, hey. Well, yeah, that's why I love my work, is it practices me so much. So much. So much. And yeah, well, it's a good thing. So how does it work out for you trying to learn Filipino?
Not well.
Bad. You've got bad memory. I bought him this book from National Bookstore. What's that title?
It says Making Out in Tagalog.
Yeah, so it's sort of like conversational, like, book. Translating English to
what's the time, Filipino. How are you, how do we get to this place?
Yeah, do you remember anything?
Not really.
But yeah, you can remember some words. Can you give us a sample?
No, you'll have to ask me.
Okay, what is take care?
Can't remember.
No, you remember. What is take care?
Kaina.
No, this is one time. So, you know how Gio and Joe lives with me here in this house? So one time, Pat came in and he cooked dinner for us. And after he cooked dinner, we were all just in our rooms, like, doing our own things. And he was in the hallway and screamed, Ingat! And I was like, take care, everybody? Yes? Okay, thanks. But then he wanted to say kaina, and he mixed it up. So what is kaina?
Dinner's ready.
Dinner's ready. Not dinner. It could be lunch or breakfast.
Food's ready.
Food's ready, yeah.
Food's up.
It's time to eat. That's good now.
Yeah.
So what's take care?
Ingat.
Yes, ingat. What else? What's pig?
My boy.
What's your so fat?
Tabe tabe.
Yes.
Tabe tabe more. Cause you're fat.
Yes.
Yes.
What else? Can't think. I can't even remember because it's very rare that he remembers Filipino words. Yeah, he remembers pasalubong. That was funny.
You know, I've been thinking more about it, and you always verbally tell me the words, but I think I'm more of a visual learner. So I should probably go through that book again. It's just a bit of laziness for me, but I think I need to see the word to remember better.
See the word and see the action, or see the experience to remember it.
Yeah, so
you're a visual learner. See,
if I know how it's spelled, I think it's a bit easier.
Yeah, that's probably a good one.
Yeah, I'm more of a visual learner, so
yeah,
I need to dedicate myself a little bit more to it.
Mm-hmm. Look, I learned English. Why don't you learn Filipino?
But yeah, you. Every time I get it wrong, you roast me. I'm like, you're like, why can't you remember?
You have such
bad memory. I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore.
Remember when I try to like use you as a puppet? That like when people are around me and other Filipinos around me, like I get you to speak in Filipino. That's not because you're a puppet. That's because we're amused and we're like, oh, he's so cute. He's trying to speak Filipino.
Yeah, I get a bit sensitive about that.
Think I'm using you as a pet? No, I'm not. You're not like, a show dog.
I don't like feeling like a puppy.
But, well, it's cute, so can't stop me. What else? What's your... Well, let's just segue a little. What's your favorite Filipino food? Can't remember. See, I told you, he's got bad memory.
I just don't hold on to these questions. I'm not like, my favorite Filipino food. I don't really have a favorite food for anything. I know what I like and know what I don't like. Rice. probably pork adobo.
Pork adobo. Oh no, you like lechon as well. Pig.
Yeah. Is that Filipino food?
Like, yes.
Okay, I like lechon.
I mean, you ate it. Being with Filipinos.
That's true. I like lechon. But I know. I'm just saying, like, so many cultures have roast pig. Like,
yeah, well, lechon's Filipino.
It's pretty worldwide. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, lechon's so nice.
Yeah.
Skin's beautiful.
We always, Tita Nancy's family always have it in their house, and that's where we get to
eat lechon. For the big celebrations.
It's really good. There's birthday or, like, a big event or something. So, yes, thank you for the lechons that we get to have. So, would you ever go to the Philippines?
Well, yeah, apparently I'm going to have to.
Why?
I don't know.
To meet my family?
Yeah, I need to meet your family.
Ooh. When?
Someday.
Someday. Someday.
Yep.
And I'm off alone.
A little nervous about the heat. And
you don't like the heat humidity. And humidity.
Yeah, I get headaches. Not a big fan of crowds either. Lots of noise, so.
But you've always only heard about the bad stuff. Like,
that's true.
You gotta come to see the good stuff.
That's true. I only ever hear about what you guys complain about.
Yeah. It'll be good. Yep. Surely it'll be good.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
You love the adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess that's it for now. Thank you for agreeing to be part of my podcast, and hopefully we get to hear more of you, more from you in the future.
It's okay.
Yeah?
Yep.
It's a good thing?
Mm-hmm.
No worries. Bye.
See ya.
Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed that episode with Pat, and I'm hoping you get to hear more from him in future episodes. If you like this episode, please comment or let me know, and I'd greatly appreciate it. And let me know future podcast topics that you want to learn more about or hear more about, especially something to do with Australia or anything, I guess, that I can help you with. Well, see you guys next time. Bye!